It's a famous line in the Seder. The Rambam writes about it in his Halachos. The actual Haggadah includes it. Anyone who increases to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, tell the story of the Exodus of Egypt, is Harizim Meshubach, is praiseworthy. What do you mean praiseworthy? That is the mitzvah of the evening. After all, me sitting there throughout the evening of the night of the Seder, and telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim that night, that is the mitzvah of the night. So no one would give me an award for going above and beyond simply because I've fulfilled my obligation. So what is it about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim that makes the increase of telling it Harizim Meshubach? There are a number of different answers that are applied here. The Netziv, for the very beginning of his commentary about this, in his Haggadah, Nimrei Shefer, the Netziv writes, Rav Tali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, he writes that in fact the Harizim Meshubach, the idea that it is praiseworthy for one to tell the story, is not telling more of the story. There's just a limited number of hours of the night. And in fact, some of those hours I actually can't even tell the story because I'm eating matzah or I'm drinking my wine, and I actually am not supposed to talk during that time. I was supposed to focus on the mitzvah of the evening. So he suggests that no, it's not me telling more, but it's me telling better. That if I go in advance of the Seder, here's perhaps a plug for the shiur I'm about to give. I'm preparing for something to say at the Seder. But each and every one of us has the opportunity, especially now, being in isolation due to this coronavirus, each and every one of us has the opportunity to really prepare for the Seder and to really take the time to say what we want to say at the Seder correctly. And not to begin thinking about it or begin reading through a commentary at the actual Seder experience. No. To go through and to make a Seder experience, to make our own quote-unquote commentary, compiling lots of different other commentaries for the Seder, that's Harizim Meshubach. Maximizing the time that I do have at the Seder to tell the best ideas, that's Harizim Meshubach. That's the idea of the Netziv. A different answer is brought down and is suggested by none other than the Meshech Chachma, Meir Simcha Midvinsk. And he suggests, actually, that you're looking at the evening all wrong. You see, we're supposed to finish our Seuda, we're supposed to finish our Afikomen by Chatzos HaLaila, by the halfway point of the evening, by midnight. Not midnight at 12 o'clock, 12:01, no, Halachic midnight. We'll send that out before HaPesach, by the times. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah pointed out that you're supposed to finish the Afikomen by midnight. And therefore, you're also supposed to finish, you're telling the story officially by midnight. That's the chiyuv, that's our obligation. What's Harizim Meshubach? What's so praiseworthy? Ah, praiseworthy, not like the Netziv says, praiseworthy those who prepare in advance so they can use the time wisely. That's Harizim Meshubach. No, according to the Meshech Chachma, the praiseworthiness goes to the individual who continues telling the story after the Seder is over. After Chatzos, after midnight of the evening, if you continue to tell the story and you don't feel like you're done simply because the Seder is over, but you have much more to say and you continue to tell, that is Harizim Meshubach, that is praiseworthy. And that's where the next whole section of the Haggadah, the Masa Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shai Yibesu, B'nei Brak, Vahayim Sabar, Mitzit Mitzrayim, Kol Osu HaLayla. Even though the psak is that we would do it until halfway through the night, they wouldn't stop at halfway through the night. They continued telling the story all through the evening. They waited all the way until the morning until their students came up and told them, Yigiyaz Man Shel Shacharis, it's time for Shema in the morning. They continued telling the story even though the time was already over. So on a technical level, the chiyuv is only until chatzos, only until midnight, and the harizim meshubach, when we're going above and beyond, that's after chatzos. The last idea is actually brought down by the Netziv, not the Netziv in his Haggadah, the Netziv in his actual, in the Chumash, in the in his commentary in the Hemek Davar, in the Chumash, you can look at it in Hemek Davar, Shmos Vav Zayin, in Shmos, chapter 6, Pasuk 7. And the Nitziv responds to, what does it mean, Harei Zeh Meshubach? And he says, no, Eino Mitkaven, I'm quoting now, L'Shabeach Et HaSipur, Shem here ba b'sipur v'herich b'dvarim sipuro ha-meshubach elo kavanat l'shabeach et ha-misaper. The goal here is ha-reis ha-meshubach. I'm quoting, by the way, this is just brought down in the Yonei Halacha. That's where the quote just came from. The Nitziv is suggesting in his commentary on the Torah that the praiseworthiness is the person who truly goes through the experience of telling the story. The individual who is misaper, hareza meshubach, if you continue to tell the story as if you were part of it, the same way if you were part of a miraculous event, you would not want to stop telling that story. You would just continue telling it over and over again, in details and all the nuances. If we truly feel like we're part of the story experience, and we're not just telling over some old story of the past, but it's part of who we are, and hareza meshubach goes on to us, as the person who left Mitzrayim. Harei zeh, the Adam, the person, Meshubach, is Meshubach. Yes, it's our obligation to tell the story. But it's not anyone who could tell the story more. No. It's the people that could tell the story as if they're part of it. Harei zeh, Meshubach. This person ends up being Meshubach. I want to take this opportunity to tell us that no matter which position you hold, you're going to want to make sure you have what to say both at the Seder, and according to the Meshech Chachma, after the Seder, and according to the both answers from the Nitziv, you're going to want to make sure you have the right things to say, and you want to be Meshubach so you can prepare yourself mentally and emotionally that you're part of the story. And now is the time. Pesach prep, this WhatsApp group, these Divrei Torah get us into the mode of Pesach, but we also need to step it up in our preparation for what to say at the Seder. This perhaps can be said at the Seder when we read that line of why is it Meshubach for us to tell so many Divrei Torah at the Seder and to continue telling afterwards. This is our opportunity. One suggestion I will just give for my own answer, which is there are times at the Seder that are often kind of viewed as being off moments. We're off from telling the story. We did Magid, now we're going to Motzi Matzah, Maror, Korech, Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is very much viewed as being like, okay, we've done all the good stuff, all the stuff in the text, we'll close the Haggadahs, put them on the side, we're going to eat night now, we're going to take a break. And the answer is no. The opportunity to increase our telling also at the Shulchan Aruch, also during our meal, that's our opportunity to really impress upon ourselves and to everyone around us that we truly are part of the story. Because if you were truly part of the story and you went to sit down for a meal, you wouldn't stop telling during the meal. You'd use that meal as an opportunity, as a platform for telling even more of the story. More details, more Divrei Torah. Let's use this opportunity now to prepare correctly and to go into our Seder in a way that allows us to become Harei Zeh Meshubach. Have a wonderful evening.